This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner will head to Capitol Hill today to meet with congressional leaders in hopes of reaching a deal on the fiscal cliff. President Obama hopes for a deal by Christmas. But whatever the timing might be, the words that both parties use in this debate are important in getting the public on their side. And the polling firm Gallup has some new data out on how Americans feel about certain key economic phrases, which brings us to Attitude Check, our weekly partnership with Gallup.
And the latest poll number suggests
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, well, Frank, let's start with the term free enterprise. I know you asked about that.
89% of Americans have a positive reaction to those two words, and this is not political at all. It doesn't matter who you are. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, all of those groups have a very positive reaction to those two words, free enterprise. So there's no question about it. If you're a politician, utter those words and you'll get a very positive reaction from every audience in this country.
And what about capitalism generally?
That provokes a significantly different reaction. 61% of Americans have a positive reaction when they hear that term. Now, juxtapose that against free enterprise, which is 89%.
Right.
Some people might say they're the same thing, but just the word capitalism has a lot more negativity to it on a relative basis, and that's driven by partisanship. 72% of Republicans, for example, are positive about capitalism, but only 55% of Democrats. So there's a significant partisan gap there. So politicians should be a little more leery about uttering that word because it provokes a little more negative reactions.
And what about socialism then?
Yeah, that's a fascinating question. We put that word in this list that we just tested, and 39% of Americans had a positive reaction when we say the word socialism, 54% of a negative reaction, 8% don't have an opinion at all. But that's 39%. It's actually up a couple of ticks from when we asked this back in 2000.
And Frank, why did you want to know what people thought about these words in the first place?
That's like saying, why do you want to climb Mount Everest? Because they're there. Actually, there's more to it than that, because we think one of the big political divides in America today is this whole distinction between the role of government and what it can do and the role of the free enterprise or the capitalistic or the private sector system in the country. So we thought it would be very useful to see how people react to these words to get a handle on what terms would be effective and what wouldn't. And by the way, we did put federal government in the list, and it's down at about 51% positive overall, so it's not doing very well either.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup, thanks as always.
My pleasure.